Reuven Gazofsky said, Chatzig Levracha, once spoke by an Asifa. He said, we say in davening, Mutnei Chatzainu, Golinu Me'atzainu. So the Kasha is, of course, the obvious Kasha, Mutnei Chatzainu, Golinu Me'atzainu. But we know Nebuchadnezzar sent us in Golos, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So the obvious teretz, which he said, is a maimon, a yid, that believes in the Eibishter, knows that the Nebuchadnezzar can't destroy a Beis HaMikdash. It's a bnei chataeinu galinu mi'atzeinu. It's our chatayim that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The Emes is holding just a few days before Tisha B'Av, and it has to get a person's mind, this cheshbon, bnei chataeinu galinu mi'atzeinu. We see such a galus, such a long galus. We have to realize it's our chatayim that caused this galus. And obviously, if it's our chatayim that caused the galus, so it's our tikkunim, it's our aliyah that's going to bring the geula. I'd like to tell you something which I think you should think about in these days. In these days of thinking about galus and trying to bring the geula, this is something that should be in our minds. The Gemara in Ma'akot Nafei Mir Aleph says a very powerful statement. Amar B'Shulman Leidi Kol Hashom or Chaysav, somebody who shatters up what his ways, Zaycha V'Raya B'Yeshuas Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Zaycha to see in the Yeshua of the Eibishta. Obviously, Raya B'Yeshuas Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gevaldiga Bracha, Gevaldiga Schar. What is a person doing when he's shom or chaisa? What does that mean? So Rashi teaches pashit mechasher hefsed mitzvah keneged tchar uschar very keneged hefseda. He thinks before he does something. Pashit pshat, it sounds like to us, he's a oiske chasm as a person. He has a big nesayim, he has to make a decision. What's his career going to be? He's going to keep Shabbos and lose his job, or he has to make any other big decision, and he's shamar chayis if he thinks about the mitzvah and the importance of it, and therefore he's zaycha to this meridik ischar of raya b'yeshuas yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Gemara goes vayta, and the Gemara tells a story to illustrate this concept. Zog the Gemara, v'yani havelei hu talmid, he had this talmid, the kol yayim havimachshalei, this talmid was a gevaldige Lamdin and a Ma'ayin, and he always had kashas. But the Shabbos of the Rigla, when it was a special shiur, when the whole town came to hear the shiur, Lehavi Makshalei, when there was this special Shabbos that everybody came to hear the shiur, the Talmud was quiet. And the Anai saw this Anhaga Kari Aleha Visham Derech Erenu B'Yesh Aleikim. This din that Zoycha V'Raya B'Yeshuas Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it sounds very modern. What's the godless? So Rashi explains, it was a big oilam, the whole shtat, the Baal Batim came, and Talmud's going to ask the Rebbe Akasha, maybe the Rebbe won't know the Teretz. He might be stuck. He'll be mevuza. He'll be embarrassed. So this Talmud was thinking before he asked the Akasha. When Rabbi Anai saw that, he said, he'll be Zaycha V'Raya B'Yeshuas Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To me it was very surprising. Hashem Baruch Chaysav sounds like he's making a very big decision, a very critical decision, and his mom is giving away Kol Tov to keep a mitzvah. And then the Gemara brings a Maisa that he didn't ask the Kasha when he wasn't supposed to. It's a fine Azach to worry about the Rebbe's COVID, but Kulei Hai. Why such a schar for a Shev Al Tasa? He was careful not to chalila be mevazah the Rebbe. That's important. But why this meridik schar of zaycha v'raya b'yeshuas yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I think that this really, this hanhaga, this Talmud is teaching us what I really believe is a yisoid hachayim aderech hachayim. I want to tell you a halacha l'maisa. Rather for us it's not negeya. But not long ago, this was probably a shayla meisim, could be meisim b'chol yoyim. Amolah gitzayit na yid, most yidin lived on farms, and their panasa came from the animals. They grew things, they did things with the animals. And besides the cow giving milk, the cow worked around the field. Imagine one day a person, he has two cows, and the cow does all the work for him. And one day the cow dies. So what does he do? He has to plow, he has to make a panasa, he has to live. He has to work in the fields. So what's the problem? He has a chamar in the back. He'll take the chamar, he'll put the chamar with the shard, he'll do his panasa. So for states, like mitarnished. We all know that's a lav. Not some a lav, everybody say. It's malchus. Like sacher is shor v'chamo yachtev is a lav. Not only that, like every other lav, in mechuyev to give up kol m'moinai, not to be oiv on this lav. So as you talk in this yid, Nebuch had no panasa. He couldn't work in the field. He only had one cow. To put the chamar to cow tarmanist. Do you ever wonder why taka? Why taka can you take a shor and a chamar and work together? Why taka to the extent not only it's malchus but it's kol m'moinai like every other lav? So I can't tell you my own svaris, but I want to tell you v'shteit in two gedolei harishonim how they are mazbed this lav that nishna mitarnit. Nishna is malchus for a yid mechuyev to give up kol m'moinai. Shimu tachi nafshchem. Listen to what Kedusha is our Torah. Listen to the Seichel Aleiki, Vaslik Miedavar Torah. I'll read you the lashon of the Baal HaTurim, who is one of the Rishonim, the wrote the Torah, the son of the Rush. Why taki is there a lav leisach kishor v'chamor yachtov? And we're laying through it's kol m'moinai, and it could be a very real situation. Listen to his lashon. L'fisha hashor malageira. Hashor chooses kud. HaChamor ain't a malageira, but the chamor is not malageira. So what? So who cares? Yeah, nish. Ukishayira, when the chamor sees shashar malageira, the shar is now chewing on the food which already ate once. Now it's eating for the second time. Yiyasava, the chamor is going to think shahu oicho. What's the shar doing? He's eating again. He got doubles and I didn't. Umitzaya, and the chamor will feel that. You're looking down to Cain and Balaitaisis, a little more bikitza, but the same exact yisoid. Do you hear Rabbi say? Do you hear what's a lav min ha-tayra? Do you hear what a yid has to give up kol m'moinai? Because he doesn't want to make a chamor feel bad. If I would say that, you'd say, come on, masuk misnaris, don't get carried away, right? And maybe as big lamdim will say, it's my fault. I have to lie because the chamor is not a lamdin. The chamor doesn't know what's tutzich with them. The chamor makes a mistake. I have to lie. I have to get malchus. I have to lose kol m'moinai because the chamor is an amoris. We have big kashes, and we might even laugh at v'shteit. But the Eibishter says kol m'moinai. The Eibishter says loisach l'shar v'chamor yachdav. That's a lie. That's kol m'moinai. Do you know why? Do you know why we can't be machis shor v'chamor yachdav? Because you're causing tsar. You're hurting someone's feelings. Look in the chinuch, how he explains this lav. It's also b'zeh hageda. He says putting two animals, different animals working together will cause inevitably one of them to have tsar. Do you hear what it means causing tsar? Do you hear what it means causing agvas nefesh? And this is not surprising to us. We have a Torah Shlema, an Issa of Tzar Balichayim. We can't even cause a Tzar to a Behema. You know what kind of Musa Haskel that is? You know what kind of Musa Haskel a Yid takes when he loses kol m'moinai, but he can't put together Shor v'chamor? Because hopefully he'll start to think. Hopefully he'll open his eyes, and more so open his heart, and he'll start to think, Gevald, Gevald, look what the Torah Muntzma is. Look what the Torah looks at someone else, a tsar. It's not a tsar of a person, it's a tsar of a chamar. And the chamar is wrong. I'm not shuldig. The chamar doesn't know he's making a mistake. But I have a lav min ha-Torah. Look how the Torah is makbid on someone else's feeling, on someone else's agmas nefesh. And then we start to think, and how about how much more when you're starting up with a person? If a behema, cannot be soiva because of its own taste. That's a lav. Was is mit der Ben Adam? Chas v'chalila, if Mashiach doesn't come soon, it's going to be Tisha B'Av. And hopefully, we'll start feeling the Tisha B'Av. And we'll all sit on the floor, and we'll start to cry about a Churban. We'll start to cry about a Churban that happened 2,000 years ago. Hopefully, we'll start to cry about a Churban that has happened in the past 2,000 years also. A Churban that happened and continues for 2,000 years. And we're laying Eicha. And the first word, Eicha. Eicha, how could it be? How could the Eibush to give us 2,000 years of a bitter galus? Eicha yashva vadad. Eicha, Eicha, Eicha. Wherever you look in the Kinnis, wherever you look in the Megillus Eicha, there's one word that comes to your mind. Eicha, how could it be? And hopefully if you have enough seichel, when you cry about the Eicha of 2,000 years ago, hopefully you'll cry about the Eicha that's happening in Tavshin Nun Zayin, where 99% of our Achenu Bnei Yisrael don't know the Tzur of an Aleph. Hopefully you'll cry about the Eicha that there are people call themselves rabbis that are kaifa in every ois of Torah. And you see that and say, Eicha, Eicha, how could that be? Isn't that Eicha much worse than the Eicha that we find in the Eicha? You'll think about millions of people, Rachmana Litzlan, that belong to Jews for Yashka. You know what kind of Eicha that is? Yirmian is wildest Chalaimus wouldn't have dreamed of such an Eicha. The Eicha is going on every day for 2,000 years. You'll think about the Eicha of Amol, and you'll think about the Eicha in Tavshin and Zion, that in Eretz Yisrael, the government sat and met and concluded. And listen to this, that the most dangerous enemy that Israel is facing is Yiddishkeit, religion. That's the biggest problem. That's the biggest concern in Arzeinu HaKadosha. It's too much religion. Too many Baalei Tshuva. And you read the Eicha from Amol, and you think about the Eicha from today, and if you have any seichel, if you have any heart, you'll think, Eicha, how could it be? Why did the Eibush let this Eicha then and continue ad hayom hazeh? And every day the Eicha gets worse and worse, and we fall worse and worse in tzaras. You'll learn the Megillah, Yedei Nashim, Rachmanis, Bishli Yaldeyem. Does it bother you? Do you want to know where was the Kel Mother Rachman? Where was the Eibishter? What's the answer? The next day, you come to shul, you don't put on tefillin. You're an Ovel. We're all Avelim. You read a Haftarah, a Treyedik, a Haftarah. You see the Kinnis, Tzaris, Yisurim, the deepest that Klai Yisrael had. Haruge Malchus, this is all part of the big Eicha. And then you come to the last kinnis. You see what we in our door went through, the Eicha of our door. And if you have a stickler heart, if you have a stickler hergish, you'll ask, Eicha, why did the Eibush to let this? Why did the Eibush to let us live in 2,000 years of one gigantic Eicha? It's a good kasha. When you wonder, Mazai Sasa Lekim Lanu, look in the Gemara and Gittin. Look in the Gemara and Gittin. The Gemara asks, why is there such an Eicha? The Gemara asks, why in Tavshin Nun Zayin do we have such a terrible Eicha? Zog the Gemara. Bayu Re'ei Kam G'day L'Kaicha Shal Busha. Look what it means fighting up with someone else. Look what it means in Mevada someone else. Siya Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Bar Kamsa. Because Bar Kamsa was Nivza. Bar Kamsa was embarrassed by Kamsa. And the Eibishter saw that, and the Eibishter had his own Eicha. How could a Yid be Mevazen Achayid? And the Eibishter says, how could that be? Don't, aren't you Margis the Koicha Shabusha? And the Eibishter saw that, Hichiv, say, Siya Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Vakamsa, Vehichiv Es Beisai, Vesarav Es Eicholoi. That's the answer to the Eicha. That's the answer to the Eicha. Koicha Shabusha. Because someone was Mevazen Achayid. Do you hear us, Tutzach? Do you hear us, Tutzach? It's not only Tzaris of then, but it's a Tzaris because it's Kaicha Shal Busha. And maybe we hear this Gemara, and the Gemara also sounds up as modern. But let's go to a pasuk in the Torah. Let's see how the Torah, how the Eibishter looks at someone's mavaz and someone else. There's a whole parsha come out of a number of sugma parsha mishpatim. Almana v'yosim loisanun. Don't be ma'ana, don't be mitzayir almana v'yosim. And Rashi is quick to point out, lav dafka almana v'yosim. Don't be mitzayir any other yid. And what happens? So there's a lav, there's many lavim, right? Zog the pasuk vaita, be careful. Im sana oisa, if you're going to chepen achayid, if you're going to give tzat in achayid, if you're going to cause achmas nefesh in another person, listen to a lashon. Shamaya eshma takasei. The Eibishter says, watch out, I'm going to listen. V'chora afi, I'm going to get angry. Barak di eschem b'chorev. I don't want to touch that. V'hoyu nesheichem almanos uvneichem yisoymim. I don't want to touch that ayin Rashi. Klala after klala, oynish after oynish. Eicha, eicha, how could this be? Where's the kel mali rachmim? That's kama gedoyla koicha shabusha. For us, it's a joke. I didn't mean it. I just said a word. But by the Eibishter, that's 2,000 years of a terrible eicha. Do we live with this cheshbon? Do we think before we talk, realizing kamigdayla kaycha shabusha, do we deal with our chaverim with this cheshbon of the chas v'chalila, of this zaynish, of shemaya eshma v'chulu v'chulu? For us it's a joke. I didn't mean it, and everybody was laughing, and come on, but by the Eibishter, that's 2,000 years of galus. Is there any other lab that we find such an einish? Such a einish acha einish? This is kamagdayla kaycha shalbusha. And the head that we once said, Barichis, that the Eibishter made this veld, oylam chesed yivana, the Eibishter made the veld ha'aretz u'malaya to be matev to his bruyim. And that's why there's a chiyav, like we spoke the other week, him lachtes chavercha. That's why there's a chiyav ahavtei achka moicha. And you come along. And you come along. Not only you're not mechaverim, not only you're not mechaverim after achka moicha, but you go mevazen achayit. Icha b'shafen ha'veld lehetev im b'yoysai. The Eibishter made this world as chesed, oylam chesed. And you do the opposite. Do we live with this cheshbon? Rabbi Zangezun once told me, Shem Chafetz Chaim, the biggest din v'chesed we have to give Yassid Lavoi is if we live on a cheshbon. And let me add, living on a cheshbon is an avla. Do we talk on a cheshbon? Do we make a cheshbon before we say something? Do we hear what we're saying? Do we realize kamagdala kaycha shabusha? I once heard a story, I once saw a story actually. And for the longest time, this story bothered me. It bothered me to no end. The story says in Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah, written by one of the Chafetz Chaim's closest Talmidim, a very falleslich Sefer. In Parshas Mishpatim, he tells a story with the Chafetz Chaim. In the town where the Chafetz Chaim lived, there was a person who rented a house to Almana. And then she had no money, and he asked her for the rent, and she couldn't afford it. So he told her, if you don't pay up, I'm going to send you out of the house. What could she do? She couldn't afford it. He told her to leave. She couldn't leave. So he went, and he wanted a victor, but she wouldn't go. So he took the roof off the house. It says the Chafetz Chaim heard this story, and he told the Talmidim, Klum Efsha Hadava. Look what he did. Where is the person? What's with him? What's Tutzuch with them? Is he okay? Klum Efsha Hadava? Shla Yuuna like Kalavan? Nothing happened today, Yid? Nothing? He's still okay? Hatoyer Alma Beferish V'Charafi. And Taka, the story goes, 10 years later, he was bitten by a wild dog and he died. It was very, very puzzling, very surprising. Is this the Chafetz Chaim we know? Is this the Oyev Yisrael that we know? Is this the Tzadik Hadar of the Chafetz Chaim? He's waiting to see someone else get punished. He can't fashteh, he can't be soil that someone's not punished. And on the bottom is even a worse story. about someone who was, his son was supposed to go to the army, and he didn't want Fashbetzach, so he grabbed the yeshiva bacha and sent him to the army. And here too, the Chafetz Chaim had the same nusach. Klum efshah davar? Is it possible? That person is still okay, he's still alive? And it bothered me to no end. Is this our Chafetz Chaim? Is this the Baal Rachmim, the Tzadik Hadar of Chafetz Chaim? Lately I heard a terrorist to this kasha. The Chafetz Chaim Chalila was not an Achza. The Chafetz Chaim was a Malei Rachmim. The Chafetz Chaim was also a Maimon. When the Chafetz Chaim learned the pasuk Bereishis Bara Elokim, the Chafetz Chaim believed in Munah Shalema that the Eibishter created the world. When the Chafetz Chaim saw Almana V'yasim Loisanan, when the Chafetz Chaim saw what the Eibishter tells every Yid, if you chepes aman, v'chore api, v'rapti yeschem, v'chulu v'chulu, the Chafetz Chaim believed that Munah Shalema in every ice of the Torah, and just like the Reishis Bara is Kula Yemes, and just like every other pasuk is Kula Yemes. So when the Eibishter speaks about being Mitzayah Machayid, when the Eibishter speaks about Kamigdayla Kaycha Shabusha, it's all Emes. It's all a Metzias. Just like the sun shines and the sun sets is a Metzias. Every word in Torah is a Metzias. And the Chafetz Chaim had a Kasha. I believe in Munah Shalem and every Var Torah. Klum Efshah Hadava. How could it be? The Torah says the Charab. The Torah says a whole settle of Einshim. The Chafetz Chaim was the Maimon. The Chafetz Chaim saw the pasuk and realized it's a Messias. Oy, is this halacha l'maisa? Oy, is this halacha l'maisa, mamish? How often do we learn the pasuk of what it means in Mitzayah Nachayid? How often do we learn the Gemara in Bakamsa of Kamigdayla Kaycha Shabusha? But are we really Maiminim? Do we really believe that when someone is sitting by the table and he makes, quote, a joke, then that's Mal Mechaveir B'Ram Echas V'Shalom Ein Loi Chaynik V'Elam Haba? So why do we say sharp words? Why do we do things that cause other Adis Nefesh? Why do we leave Svarim out, not return Svarim? I was looking for a safety the other day and someone didn't put it back. That caused me tzar. Why don't we put back our Svarim? Why do people make noise at night and keep others up? We believe in every word Torah, but do we really believe? Are we really Maiminim? Are we really living with a Cheshbin of Kamigdayla Kaycha Shabusha? Libi Aymali, this is the Cheshbin in Leisach Yishar V'chamor Yachtov. That the Yevishter wants to show Vodos Mein Tzar V'nachamensh. The Eibishter wants to show Kamigdayla Kaycha Shabusha. And look at Heichan Advar Magia. Look how Oifiches we have to be. Even with a Chamor. Even with a Chamor, you have to think before you do something. And to the extent of Kol Memoinai. And this is not my egg in the Chiddush. I have another pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk is Leisalav Amayas Al Mizbuchi Ashaloi Segala Ervas for Alov. You hear what's going on in the pasuk? Do you hear what the Ebbish is telling us? Don't walk up on the Mizbeach with steps. Why? It's not the cover dick for the Mizbeach. I'm not in the Pella now. What am I doing wrong? Avonim have no feelings. I'm not being the Vaz of the Yevon. I'm not walking the Gili Erva Mamish. It's Ke'en Gili Erva. And that's a lot? For Avonim who are not Margish? And it's not even a bazillion, it's just a mirror, like Rashi says. So what is Rashi's answer to that? Haloi dvarim kadvarim kavachayma. Then ain't a chanami, you're right. But there's a message, there's a lesson. Chavercha shu b'dmus yaitzicha. Your chava is not a shtick garnish. Your chava is a shtick gut. Your chava is a shtick aleikus. U'makbid al bizyoinoi. And it hurts him. It hurts him when you don't treat him with covet. Allah is kama v'kama. Do you hear that? There's a love to walk on the Mizbeach, although the Mizbeach is not Margish. Not for the Mizbeach. It's for you. It's for you how to treat every single shtick gut that you meet. Because every person is a Tzelem Elokim. The Eibishter gave us a lav to remind us to think before you do something. Think before you say something. And the Daiti is the same with Leisach Yisar V'chamor. Because the Eibishter has to remind us constantly, before you do something, think about what you're doing. And if it causes tzar, be it as it may, to a behemoth, to a mezbeach, but you're doing the wrong thing. You're not thinking. How oiskechajmin a person has to be. Even with a chamar, even with a mezbeach. If you ever need a Cyrus, how to treat a person, look in the Torah. Look in the Torah and look what is called HaTorah Kula. The Gemara you all know. The guy came to Hillel. He says, teach me Kol HaTorah Kula. What is Kol HaTorah Kula? If they would have asked us, what is Kol HaTorah Kula? Do you know what Hillel said? Dalach Sani Lechavich Leisavid. That's Kol HaTorah Kula. Because this is Kol HaTorah Kula. Because if you see a lav of Leisach Yishar V'chamor, if you see a lav of Leisach Malach Mizbechi, you might wonder, Vos Putzich. Is this rational? I can't walk on a Mizbeach. I can't put a Shar V'chamor Yachtav. But then you might one day come to the real Kol HaTorah Kula of the Lach Sani Lechavich Leisavid. Because you'll stop and think, Vos Putzich Da. Why can't I walk on a Mizbeach? Why can't I put a Shar V'chamor? Why do I have to lose Kol Mimayni? Because the Chamor is making a mistake. Because this way you'll be remembered over and over again, what is the real Kol HaTorah Kula? Of causing tzar, that's what Kol HaTorah is all about. And L'dayti, this is the tzar in the Gemara of Moed Katan. Rabbi Yannai saw in his Talmud, Amidon is Gav HaMoed. Rabbi Yannai saw that this Talmud had a Yisoyed Hasdika Mahalach HaChayim. It was Oiskechet. He was durchgetracht. He didn't just do things. He didn't just say things. He thought. He thought. He was Royas Anoilet. He was a big Lamdin. And a kasha bothered him. And he always had kashas. And he was Zoycha to a Gvaldiga Gadlus in Torah. But that wasn't his real Gadlus. You know what his real Gadlus was? His real Gadlus was he was a Goyin in the Kol HaTorah Kula. He was a goyin in Kamakoich Goyla Koicha Shalbusha. He was Oiskechesim. He was Choishish. Maybe I'm going to Mitzayim my Rebbe. Oy, is that Choyra. Oy, is that Choyra. If we would be there, we would have plenty of Limud Shchus. The Rebbe was some will know it. And the Rebbe's an Anav. And just his Torah to make Kashis. But that Talmud, there was one thing that was Machriya, every one of his Maisim. There was one thing that was Ne'er L'Raglai V'Oral Nesivasai, and that was Kvoid HaAdam. If there's a chashash, a suffix, a tzad suffix of maybe I'm going to be pagan in a Kvoid of an Adam, he wouldn't do it. And Rabbi Yannai saw this is that golden Amida. This is the Shlissel. This is the Hatzlacha of Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's why he had this schar. The Eibishter made a welt based on thinking. The Eibishter made a welt of Leisach Yishar, a welt of Asayla V'malach HaMizbechim, and he was going al derech zeh. That's why he was zeicha to see b'nefloyis Hashem. It was an attitude, it was a mahalach of not just doing things. Think before you do something. Let me tell you something. Dvarim hayoytzim min halev, which I hope will be nechnasim al halev. Something I saw in Chazal in many places. But more importantly, I saw my own life over and over and over again. The amitas ha'inyan. L'toiv oy l'mutav. The yesod of hatzlacha. Bein adam l'chaveiroi. The only way a person will be zeicha to tell the Eibishter, yes, Kimlach des chaveri. The only way a person would mekayim with Gemara and Brachas Chav Chesed, his haru b'kvoid chavereichem. The yesod of our shlichus of kabir es avicha v'yasimecha. And eventually, Bez Hashem, the Yisoid and Shalom Bayis Bein Ish L'Ishtoid is this word, Oiskechezit. Is this Yisoid of thinking before you talk, of thinking before you do something. And to put it with Kitzah, to be Shom or Choysev, to think before you do something, before you say something, before you do something, think of what is called Terekula. How often we get in trouble, we cause tzar because we didn't think this as my. So later we say, oi, why didn't I think? Why didn't I use my seichel? Hashem or Choysav, that is the golden amida. That is the aside of everything. The thing that even to a chamor you have to be oiskechezmint. That teaches us a lot. And if you ever want chizik, look around, open your eyes, see what states in the Eibishter Heilige Torah. See how much the Eibishter must sum or choysav. To think before you do something. Before you say something, before you do something, think of what is called Terekula. How often we get in trouble, we cause tzar because we didn't think this as nice. So later we say, oi, why didn't I think? Why didn't I use my seichel? Hashem or Choysav, that is the golden amida. That is the sight of everything. To think that even to a chamor you have to be oiskechezmint, that teaches us a lot. And if you ever want chizik, look around, open your eyes, see what states in the Eibishter Heilige Torah. See how much the Eibishter demands from us, Troid HaAdam. Rabbi Yeruchim in the Chelik Beis of Das Chacham Musa, Maimi Yud Beis, has a shmuz that every person should see from time to time, and I'm a fear him will have a gevaldig hatzlacha. But the Kitzur Nimitz, the Yisaidi says, a very simple marshal. To sew a beged, you have to have a figure, a measurement, and you have to base the beged on the figure. The beged is based on the figure. The figure determines how the beged will look like, and the beged is exactly like the figure. Fred W. Ruchim, what's the figure of Torah? What's the figure that the Torah is based on and the Torah is exactly like? In one word, Zakeb Yeruchim, Yisoid kol ha-Torah kulo einai ela inyan kavod. Kavod of the Eibishter and kavod of every shtick Eibishter, of every bas v'dam. And he brings Merid the Kiriyas, Kedarki v'Kodesh, one after the other, how the side of Torah is Kvoid ha-Adam. One Raya, one of the many is, he says, Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Hamal b'nei chavei v'rabim is einai chaylik v'alam havo. Tell the Gezach. Shabbos, we don't find that. Kashas, we don't find that. And Yetzicha, killing someone, you don't find Ein Lechelik. And punked by Mal Bnei Chaveh B'Rabim. Zog Rav Yochim, you know what the Teretz is? Because by Shabbos and Kashas and even Yetzicha, it's Lachal Tznit Ongiyat, the figure of Torah. Mal Bnei Chaveh B'Rabim, you are poigim in Kvoid HaAdam. And for that, there's no makom elam haba. To such a person who's not shom or chaysav, who doesn't think before he talks, there's no makom elam haba for him. And this is halacha lemaisa. We're sitting by your table, we make a joke, by chazal it's ein lechelik olam haba. By the Yebishter, that's 2,000 years in Golus. And lo zechisi lahavim by the neitayr befrat, we know ashtik legemara, we know these chazalim. So why do I hear Keseda, Bachim complaining that others mavazer them, others mitzaya them? Do we really believe in Chazal? Do we really believe in every word Torah? So why don't we think before we talk? Why don't we think about Hisharu b'kvoid chavreichem? Why don't we think what's the real Kol HaTorah Kula? And wherever you look, Doik v'tishkach, wherever you look in the Torah, if you have open eyes and an open heart, you're going to see this concept over and over. I saw a Torah recently, Mavol Al Arayim. I'll read you the Lashon. The Torah is in Siman Kuf Mem Beis. Kasev Bal HaManig, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, Im Ta Akoyra Oyachaz, and if the Baal Koyra makes a mistake, Zokti Balamanik, Toyv Shalai Lagiga Olav, Al Shiga Goyseb, don't correct him. Why? Shalai Lahalbin Panav, not to embarrass him. Do you hear what it means? He's not talking like today when the Baal Koyra makes a mistake, Mishrait of him like a Semu Lekim Nila by Yom Kippur. He's talking about Lagia Olav. You're not yelling, you're not screaming. And he's saying, Toiv Shalai Lahagia Olav, Shalai Lahalbin Panav. Das is Shom Ar Chaytas. Das is Gelepin Techezbin. That even if it's a chshivas of an Indian, of an unsayin, a tselem alikim, Allah, we don't paskin this way. Because we paskin as Efsha Lekayim Shneim. But what does that mean? What does that teach us in our Mahalach to Achava? Correcting a tois is kavod haTorah. But heating Yenim's kavod is kavod kol haTorah kula. How often do we have it? People are together, whether it's in the room, whether it's playing, whether it's at an outside, and somebody does something narish, taka, something very, very narish. How often does a person tell the other person how narish it is? If even when there's a tois in the kriya, zok the manik, don't be mavazah someone. So for nothing you mavazah mechayit. And whether it's a younger bacha, whether it's our brother, whether it's a cotton, but look in the sugya, look in the Gemara above Matsiyan and Ches, how the Gemara describes when someone else is ma'ana his chava. Again, it's one oynish after the other oynish. Because this is ongirit, a covered Adam. And doik v'tishkach. Look all over. And we once made a whole tzeto, but let me add something I never said before here. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, it's also for a father to kiss his child in Beis Medrash. Poshut of Shad is because you have to show that the Ikud Ahava is to the Yevishter. The Yankiv Zechon Levracha once said, he saw it in an old safe, he doesn't recall where he saw it. There's a different reason for this halacha. Because invariably in every shul, in every tziba, there's one person who doesn't have a children. When you're going to kiss your child, you're going to remind the other person of his tzar, if he doesn't have a child to kiss. Do you hear Kedushas HaTorah? Do you hear what it means, Kamagdoyla Kaicha Shalbusha? How oisgechezben the person has to be. And this Allah Lamaisa also. People talk about their father's job. Maybe the other person's father doesn't have a job. Maybe he doesn't even have a father. A simple machshava. But that's kolat harikula. We talk about your father, the Rosh Hashiva, my brothers in Kailu. Maybe the other person's parents are not tayyadik. And the more you're saying it, the more tzar you're causing him. Is it such an einfall? Do you have to be a resource slander to think about it? You have to just think. You have to be Shom Ar Chaysav. People talk about what they have in the house. We have this, we have that. The other person's living in Anias and Dachkas. We have to make it worse. Isn't it hard enough for him? Again, thinking before you talk. And often we hear the parrots, he doesn't really mind, he's not makbid, he doesn't care. But that's a tois. You didn't learn the Gemara. The Gemara in the Dorim says one of the midas of a yid is a bishin. A yid feels bad. Rashi says, Adam she makbid al b'zayinai. So what are you saying? He doesn't really mind. It's a tois nimretzes. Chazal says in Sanhedrin Mem Daled, a person's more makbid on b'zayinai than he's makbid on hefsid memoinai. And you say he doesn't mind. There's no such mitzvah of a person who's not makbid al b'zayinai. There's a mitzvah of teichacha. You have to give teichacha, a mitzvah deraisa. But what is teichacha afterwards? At the same time, don't be mevazahim. Because even if you're doing the biggest mitzvah, you're doing the biggest inyan. Penina was mitzaya l'shem shamayim. You know, people do all sorts of narishkeit l'shem shamayim. The Gemara was meyer that Penina was doing l'shem shamayim. The Gemara gave a haskamiz on Penina's kavana. But it was ungeriert nach a mensch. And Penina was punished with a terrible einish. Because Penina meant l'shem shamayim. But Penina forgot Hamigdala Kaicha Shel Busha. Because Penina forgot what the Eibishter says in Metzias on this veld. The Shemaya Eshma V'chulu V'chulu. There's a lot to say about this. A lot to say how we treat one another. The aside is one thing. Think before you do something. Think before you say something. Again, I come back to it because it bothers me. How could a person use a sefer and not put it back? I'm not talking about the design of svarim. I'm not talking mitzad where Abayin said that you don't have schar from the learning if you don't put back your sefer or the bittul Torah. But what are you doing to a tzelem alekim? What are you doing to a shtik gut? You mavaza every single person in the yeshiva. You're saying in koyle koyles, I don't care about anybody but myself. You mavaza a tziba of a tzelem alekim. Think before you do. Is it that hard to think? There's a lot to say. But the Yisoid, like I said, is Shom or Chosav. The Metzudas of Anor ties it so beautifully. Shom or Chosav, don't do things derech mikra. You say something, you have charata. So why do you say it for? Why did you say it if later you have charata? Think. Think before you do something. And this is all true with a person. How much more is with dealing with parents? When Chazal say, "Huksu kvoidam l'chvoid hamakim," besides the cheshbon of kvoid ha'adam, but this is a different cheshbon. This is huksu kvoidam l'chvoid hamakim. Gevald, gevald! How careful we have to be. I know I'm talking to Bnei Torah. I know Bnei Torah know what the Yishalmi says that kibarav is the chamura sheba chamurais, and you all know the understanding of huksu kvoid machvoid hamakim. We don't do things chalil to mitzay our parents, but to bnei satara daf redn episandish, which is also halacha lemaisa very very often. Today we live baruch Hashem achshadara, and there's a gevaldige hisayris people bnei tayra growing in ruchnis in avodas Hashem halavai vaita, and we look for hidurim and for chumris. How often we share our parents. I had a parent tell me the child came home, and the child heard that today the Mer Chanukah has to burn on and on into the night, because Tichle Regel Menashuk, today is much later. Very nice, it's true. They stayed in one of the Paiskim, but the mother didn't let because she was going to make a fire, she was nervous. The child was mamish, ready to be Moise Nafshoi HaKadoshes Hashem. Muach Mer Chanukah. He's playing with, besides the kvod ha'adam, he's playing with fire mamish. He's playing with the parents' feelings of huksu kvod machvod hamakon. And you know what the worst thing is? He means it erlich. He means it erlich. How often we hear of the bacha who's the masmid, and his parents need help, but he has no time for them. He's not a faker. He means it erlich. But he forgot to be shom or chosav. He forgot to think what it means being mitzayah lahavdul achamor. What it means lahavdul to be mitzayah a mizbeach. What it means to be mitzayah a kvod a person. And peak shnayim, how much more what it means to mitzayah a parent. Let me tell you very clearly. For a person to say no to his parent, you need a heta meyer abonim. And then kulai hai ve'ulai. And I know the Shulchan Aruch that you all know that it comes to ruchnis, you don't have to listen. And I went through the inyan bariches, but I still say this: to say no to a parent, to cause tzar to a parent, you need a het of manodim gadol moed. I always have these phylus. Esav Harasha. Think about Esav Harasha, who Chazal made did the biggest averis, a retzeach, no problem. And what happens when he had the biggest achmas nefesh of his life? What happened when Esav had the biggest tsar of his life? When Yaakov took the brachas from him? That retzeach who could kill on impulse without thinking. And now he's faced with the biggest nesayin. He's faced with the biggest kas, with the biggest anger he ever had. He would kill of kleinikait. Look in the Medrash. And now he's really being faced with a challenge. Yaakov stole his biggest oitza. What does the pasuk say, Rabbi say? Look at Kedushas HaTorah. Look in the pasuk. Yikruvu yimei oval. Zop Rashi, he wouldn't kill Yaakov right then and there. Why? Shaloi etzar es abba. Der groisa retzeach. What all that goes into your daim idei Esav. But Esav HaRasha knew very well you're never Mitzayah parents. Alachas kama v'kama b'nei Torah that know the Yerushalmi of Chamura Sheba Chamurais. That know what this meant. Huksu kvoidam l'chvoid hamokim. So how could you make a l'chama about Chanukalist? How could you make a l'chama about chumers which are really chumers? And it's an innocent mistake. But you know what the mistake is? You're missing Shom or Choysev. You're missing being Oyster Chesmond. To say no to a parent, remember this, is playing with fire. And don't get me wrong. I'm a big believer in Chumris. The Chazanish once said that Yiras Shemayim, the type of Yiras Shemayim is Chumris. I'm a big chassid of Chumris. But we have to start with other type of Chumris. Chumris in Berad Mechaveray, in Kibbut of Aim, in Kamagdoyla Koycha Shalbusha. Because this is really the Kol HaTorah Kula. This is really what the Eibishter wants from us. And remember this klal. Whenever you're doing something to a shtikalei kus, whenever you're doing something to any human being, think how much the Torah wants you to be oiske cheshmet. And believe me, I'm not saying you should stop talking. A person's allowed to talk. But you need that second of his baininess to think, what are you saying? To think, what's going to come out of your words? Think a little bit about what the Kol HaTorah Kula is. A life of a Ben Torah is a life of Torah, is a life of Kol HaTorah Kula. But don't forget that it all starts at Kvod HaAdam. There's a lot to say, and there's so many mashalim I'd like to say. A person uses a tissue and he puts it on the table. That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara in Chagiga. Al Kol Nelam. There's an Einish Chama for that. I didn't think about it. That's the problem. That's the Avla. And so many things that we do without thinking. The Chazanish writes, don't ask too many bakasha from people, because you're making them say no. You're Matzaya Nachayit. A very pashut chesed. So why do we ask our parents and ask over and over again? Do you know that it's the hardest thing in the world for a parent to say no? Why do we make them say no for? Why do we have to do that? We're forgetting the kvoid ha'adam, the kvoid mechoid ha'makim. If we realize mechat einu galinu me'atzenu, if we realize that this terrible, terrible eicha is because we forgot kamet v'yla koicha shabusha, we have to also remember that the tikkun of this galus is going to start to live with this chesed, and will start to be shom or chesenu, to think before we do something. The Gaon brings a mavodik in Medrash. Akorega v'rega she'odam chesem piv zoichela or ha'gonus she'ein kol malach u'ber yechayim l'shaya. When a person has an assignment to say something and he holds himself back, zok the Gaon is zoichel to anoyde dikishchar. What's the pshat? Avadet the grace is up. But why this or ha'gadol? You know why? You know what that person is doing? He's thinking. He's thinking before he says something. And oy does that bring lichtigkeit into the world? Oy does that bring lichtigkeit in a person's life? He's thinking. And if he has to be chaysam piv, that means it's a big nesayin. And that brings lichtigkeit. before you say something, before you do something to a sick God, think what you're doing and what you're saying. The Chazal maftiach us, if someone is shom or chaysav, he'll be zoich of a raya bishuasai. The eicha that we're living in is unbearable. The tzaras that we have is l'mayla mirashenu. There's only one eitza. To realize mecha to'enu galinu matzenu, and it's going to be our tikkun that's going to bring the geula. Let us start thinking. Let us start thinking before we say. Let us start bringing some lichtigkeit into this welt. And then we'll be zeichet to the real Yeshua, like the Gemara maftiach us. We'll be zeichet to the geula shleima. Amen v'amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.